Thank you and good afternoon. A humbled sheriff's deputy serving a search warrant in Blue Lake spotted a vehicle related to the warrant at an apartment complex this morning. The vehicle was spotted in the 400 block of Railroad Avenue, and the deputy went to the second floor of the apartment complex and contacted a man who was unrelated to the search warrant. Not only was the apartment emanating the strong odor of marijuana, the man was also wearing gloves that contained marijuana residue. Additional deputies and drug task force agents responded to search the apartment and confiscated 145 pounds of marijuana trim, 75 pounds of packaged marijuana, and also located a butane hash lab operation. Law enforcement arrested 24-year-old Cincinnati resident Douglas Pachetta and 20-year-old Blue Lake resident William Mattingly. Both were booked into county jail on various drug charges. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office are investigating two robberies that were committed in Willow Creek over the weekend. The victim of a Friday morning robbery reported to deputies on Saturday that two unknown men stole $2,000 in cash as well as his vehicle near Horse Mountain Road. The victim was sleeping in his vehicle around 2 a.m. when he was blinded by flashlights and was subsequently struck in the head by a firearm. On Sunday morning, the sheriff's office responded to the scene of a home invasion robbery committed on Friday Ridge Road. A group of four people were at the residence when two men entered the house and demanded money, keys, and other items from the victims. There were two additional suspects waiting outside, and all of them fled the scene with three firearms, cash, a stolen vehicle, and a large quantity of marijuana from a 215 grow site at the property. It is unclear at this time if the two incidents are related, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. An autopsy has been scheduled for tomorrow on the body of 44-year-old Rio Dell resident Aaron Kaufelt, who was found dead in the Eel River last week. Kaufelt was drinking with a group of people on the river bar and stayed on the river bar after the group left. It is unclear at this time how Kaufelt ended up in the river, and an autopsy tomorrow will determine the cause of death. The California Highway Patrol are investigating Saturday's single-vehicle collision on Highway 101 that resulted in one man dead and a second man being treated for major injuries at the hospital. The CHP reported that two victims were found on the west side of the 101 in Richardson's Grove after they were ejected from their Honda sedan sometime on Saturday. The time of the collision has not been determined, but both men were thrown from the car and one man suffered fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene, while the second man was flown to Santa Rosa for treatment. Impairment has not been ruled out as a factor in the crash, and the identity of the victims are being withheld at this time. The Humboldt State University football team received welcome news on Sunday, as the team will advance to the postseason for the first time in 47 years. The Lumberjacks have been selected as the number 4 seed in the NCAA Division II Super Region 3 bracket, and will host 5th seed Augustana University this Saturday at the Redwood Bowl, making it the first home playoff game in school history. The Lumberjacks finished with a 9-1 record overall and won all of their home games, and with a victory on Saturday, they'll advance to the next game scheduled for November 28th. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A Sunday afternoon house fire in Eureka is under investigation. Dan Squire has more.
Humboldt Bay Fire responded to numerous calls reporting a fire and explosion with people trapped in a garage at a residence in the 1100 block of L Street in Eureka on Sunday afternoon. When firefighters reached the scene, they found smoke and fire coming from a garage unit on the property. Fire crews made entry and quickly knocked the fire down. They then searched the garage for any victims, and no one was found inside. Witnesses reported seeing a man leave the garage just before the explosion and fire. An investigation determined the cause of the fire to be a honey oil hash lab, and the fire was extinguished within 20 minutes. Crews were on scene for more than an hour doing overhaul operations. Eureka Police responded to the scene, and the POP team has opened an investigation into the hash lab. Damage to the structure was estimated at $15,000, and Arcata Fire provided mutual aid during the incident. There were no injuries reported.
Thank you, Dan. Incumbent Patrick Higgins has extended his lead over Susan Rotwein in the 5th Division race of the Humboldt Bay Harbor District in an updated elections tally issued by the County Elections Office on Friday. Higgins now has an 81-vote lead over Rotwein, extending his 12-vote lead issued in the first unofficial report. The election results will be certified on November 24th. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.